So, a few people have asked me to deal with this Manhood Academy group, and I'm not going to. I'm not interested, for a few reasons. The first one is that it's the old playing chess with a pigeon. Even if you win, he's just going to knock over the pieces, shit all over the board, and strut around like he's won. This person who calls himself the professor clearly has no academic credentials. Now, I'm not bothered about that, but in his debates he repeatedly makes arguments from authority. And so, if he's going to argue from authority, one has to question his own authority, and his own credentials, and he has none, so that's that. Secondly, I mean, I am not interested in dealing with anyone who's going to call people a faggot coward. Because that's just an insult. I mean, don't get me wrong. I insult people plenty. I know I do. But calling someone a fucking idiot isn't the same as calling someone a faggot coward. For a start, in my opinion, being an idiot is a choice. You are choosing not to explore both sides of an argument or explore a thought to its logical conclusion. Therefore, stopping halfway and being misinformed is a choice. It is not something you cannot change. Calling someone a faggot coward is, there is no, where do you go? What can you do? The reason he does this is because the only thing you can do is to submit and, I don't know, apologize to him or something like that. And it's a debate tactic designed specifically to enrage you. It's designed specifically to appeal to the playground side of... It's designed specifically to get to... I'm not going to edit this, so you guys can just have my fumblings and mistakes, because... this guy's just... He's not worth the time. But yeah, so... Him saying that, oh, you're a faggot coward, it's like, well... It doesn't mean anything. You know, it does not matter what names he calls someone. Because they're not reflective of reality. For a start, I doubt any of the people he spoke to are actual cowards, because they came to his turf and debated with him on his terms. That seems quite brave to me. So, and the fact that obviously he hides his face, hides his voice, it's one of those things, isn't it? It's just stupid for him to say. Next, this guy is going nowhere. He is never going to accumulate any kind of significant following. He is, as other people have said, a cult leader. I listened to Baz SFZ's debate with him, and I listened to Psychological Cynics' debate with him. I didn't make it to the end of Psychological Cynics' debate, because this guy's debating style was pissing me off so much, and even though Cynic was making some absolutely excellent points, he was ignoring them. He was, you know, he was saying, you speak for MGTOW. No, I don't speak for MGTOW, I speak for myself. No, you speak for MGTOW. Well, alright, if you're going to just ignore what he's saying, then you're a fucking idiot. So, this guy isn't going anywhere, because only so many people are going to be interested in a cult leader. The way that he could get any kind of traction is by actually speaking some goddamn sense. But he's not. And I don't use the word misogynist often, because I think it's quite an extreme word that really, really does need to be carefully applied. Like racist. You know, I don't really remember the last time I called someone a racist, because I doubt many people actually hate an entire race just on the virtue that they are that race, you know? So, when I call this guy a misogynist, I'm being very serious about how much I've thought about it, and he really does not seem to think that women have minds of their own. He seems to want to treat women like animals, as if you're supposed to corral and beat them into submission, intellectually or physically. But not only that, he's absolutely never going anywhere. That's the thing. He's always going to have a small cult following of very insecure men who need his sort of absolute domination. Because, I mean, even with his own followers, and I'm going to call them followers, whereas I'd call people who agree with me people who agree with me, he goes off the deep end a lot. And, I mean, Baz made an excellent point that the point was, if he agrees, if the professor agrees to give Baz $100 and he then doesn't, the professor was like, oh, well, that's me disagreeing with you. And it's like, no. As Baz accurately said, that's you reneging on the deal. You agreed to a deal and you're reneging it. But he was like, no, you're a fucking idiot, you're a fucking idiot. It's like, no, you are the fucking idiot. Because you do not understand the premise of what's happened here. So, there, you know, there's no point getting into it with this guy. He's an idiot. Well, he's not an idiot, but he is so egotistical and narcissistic, as Sandman said. There is never a time when he's going to admit that he was mistaken. That he is never going to say, you know what, I think I might have gone too far. I think I might have X, Y, Z. You know, he's never going to admit that. And that's the point. All he wants is a fight. And he's going to keep fighting regardless of whether he's won or not. So, I really don't think there's any point getting into any of this. So, frankly, I would say don't waste your time on this guy. Because this few minutes I'm going to spend speaking about him now, that's all I'm going to waste on him. So, you know, there we go. Oh, there was a last thing I wanted to add to this, actually. I've mentioned it before, but I'm going to say it again. And I did a Mountain Blade video that I'm going to upload shortly, last night. Which I did cover this in more detail. Well, I rambled about it when I was playing Mountain Blade. One of the things about this guy, he doesn't understand how much work he is suggesting. Because, basically, he wants to engage a relationship as in a master-slave dichotomy. The master is no more free than the slave, because the master has to spend his entire life policing his slaves. It's just who is benefiting in the exploitative relationship. And obviously, it's him. And there is no woman with a brain in her head who is going to agree to a relationship with someone that he has tutored. So they are only going to get weak women, the sort of people who should be protected rather than exploited. You know, and that goes for anyone who's weak-willed. You know, they're just going to be dominated to the point where they're vastly unhappy for this guy's exploitative pleasure, and he will call that leadership, which it absolutely is not. But at the end of the day, how many hours is he going to spend thinking about this? Because, I mean, with my girlfriend, I could never do that with her. It would be ridiculous. And none of the women I know. But not only that, there is absolutely no way I want to spend so much time worrying about what she is doing and what she is thinking. I want to be able to trust her to make sound judgments. And that is fundamentally the problem. I'm not going to spend my time doing this, because it's a lot more hassle than it's worth, and this is fundamentally what he doesn't understand. He does not understand that he is going to be wasting his life basically being oppressive, you know? And that, I hate using that word because it's just bandied about, but that's what will happen. And ultimately, I don't think it'll make him happy, even if he gets his little sort of chubby about being a man and a leader. He's not really going to be happy, because ultimately he's always going to be insecure about the idea that his slave might be looking at someone who's treating their woman with respect and think, maybe I could have that, you know? So, ultimately, don't waste your time on these guys. They're not going anywhere. They're not going anywhere. They're going to suck in young men who don't know what they're doing because of this guy's force of personality, and I imagine that he does have a sort of dark charisma to him. And so, it's just not worth it. You know, I've talked to other people who have come out of what he's doing and said, look, this guy's a dick. And the other guys in there are nice guys, and I'm sure they are. But the guy running it is a dick, and he's obviously wildly insecure. And he's obviously wildly insecure about his own opinions, because he so vehemently defends them. And, you know, it not even in a rational way, that's the thing. He gets irrational about his defence. So, yeah, don't waste your time. And this 10 minutes is all he's getting. So, see you guys later.